And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show. For the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, for the town of Chino Valley on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. We got a good hour set for you today. We've got some great information from the United Way and from AmeriCorps with our guest, Joel Zuberi, which whose name I probably just butchered, and who's probably going to be the co-host of the show soon, Miss Mona Stevens. So stick around. We've got some great information for you on Talk of the Town.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This year we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
It's just our nature. As people, we want to connect with one another and with our communities. And that outreach is important because human connections produce enthusiasm, optimism, and something else, healing. That's why Dignity Health has connected with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, creating a new healthcare partnership. And what does Dignity Health bring to this relationship? Something special that we call human kindness. That word, human kindness, is a perfect articulation of how we, together with YRMC, harness the healing power of human connections with the compassionate approach of innovative medicine. That's because we believe that what this partnership has to offer is much more than just healthcare. It's a sense of humanity. There's no denying it. Human kindness is powerful medicine. And now there's more of it for you in the Dignity Health YRMC connection. To learn more, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. Hello, human kindness.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos. So if you tuned in trying to here's some updates from your every week host, Lorette Brashear. Sorry, she is not with us today. She's still with us. She's just not here in studio. She is enjoying a much needed vacation, visiting some family, in other parts of this country of ours. And, we wish her happy traveling. So, you can find out all you need to know about the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce by listening to Lorette on every other Monday at 4 p.m. here on KQ&A, or stop by at chinovalley.org, the Chamber's website, with links to upcoming mixers, luncheons, some great events that they have planned through the spring and summer as we take advantage of the numbers from the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic that we've been dealing with, lowering vaccinations moving forward, and people just using some common sense and staying healthy. Hopefully things will be opening up more and more over the coming weeks and months, and we will let you know about those on these radio waves and on our social media and everywhere else you get your information from. Keep in mind, one of the things that we were most recently updated with was an executive order from Governor Doug Ducey eliminating some of the restrictions that have been in place for many, many months and over the past weeks especially. Some of those restrictions that are opening up are the limitations on occupancy at many restaurants and businesses. So those have been relieved. Yet keep in mind, still practice those common sense type things of repeatedly washing your hands, of wearing face coverings when you can, social distancing when you can, because that is how we are going to see the light at the end of this tunnel. One thing we wanted to bring up to the community before we introduce our two guests to talk about their upcoming projects are the beauties of living in a small town, in a small community. And one of those things, having not been from a small community originally, coming from a larger metro area, one of the things that I really enjoy is the ability to drive down the street, walk through our stores, and see friendly faces, getting to know my neighbors, getting to know them closely, and being on a first-name basis with a lot of people. Now, what happens when you are in that situation of small town living that we enjoy so much in Chino Valley is that when the community suffers a tragedy, it impacts all of us as a community. We won't get into any details right now, but some quick searches of social media and some of our forums, our local forums, you can see that the town of Chino Valley, the Chino Valley School District in particular, is suffering this weekend. We suffered a tragic loss, and we would like to remind all of you out there that no matter what's going on in your life, find the good news. There's plenty of bad news out there. Find the good news, find the silver lining, encourage and upbuild one another, and do all you can to make your home, your household, your family a safe and comfortable place, especially for the children of our community. No doubt many of you are aware of what I am talking about. Again, we will not be discussing any details of this tragic event at the request and privacy of the family involved, but what I would like to remind you all of is there are many good things happening in our community. There are many positive things happening in our community. So please come together as a community, strengthen each other, encourage each other, and be good neighbors. One way to be a good neighbor is to be involved in your community. Our school board is meeting tonight at 5 p.m. at the school board building, the meeting room there at Center Street and Highway 89, 5 p.m. That meeting will be streamed on the school district's social media, Facebook and YouTube channels. Links to that are available at chinovalleyschools.com. And again, keep in mind, our community, our family is grieving. So please find some positivity and share that for a while. There's enough negativity out there. One way, y'all get off my soapbox here now. One way you can definitely show positivity in the community is by volunteering your time, finding programs, finding groups, finding individuals that are making a difference in the community. And we are privileged to have two of those people in studio with us today. And if you know anything about me and the way I host this show, you will find out that I'm not the brightest guy in the world, so I'm going to butcher some names here. We have, from the United Way of Yavapai County, am I getting it right, Joelle Zuberi?
That's correct.
Hey, I got that right. And no stranger to this show, from the AmeriCorps VISTA program, oh, Mona, you're going to have to tell me again what it was. You just told me 7 minutes ago. Mona Stevens, a frequent guest of this show and a pleasure to have on mic. Mona, thank you for coming in. What exactly is your title?
Thank you so much for having me. And my title is the AmeriCorps Program Coordinator for Arizona Serve.
Oh, you make it sound so easy. So we have had you in studio before. This is the first time I'm getting a chance to meet Joelle. We've traded some messages in the past to arrange this setup here. But you two are really spearheading. You guys really take the lead in a lot of great programs and a lot of great volunteer opportunities. Joelle, let's start with you. Just give us a little background. What was hometown for you? Are you an Arizona native?
No, so I'm actually from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm an AmeriCorps VISTA at United Way. And so that's how I actually know Mona originally, is through AmeriCorps. And I moved here late in July. So
you're a fairly recent transplant.
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's find out. I want to find out a little bit about your hometown. Ohio, is that where you were born and raised?
Mm-hmm, correct.
What town? What
city? I lived in Canal Winchester, which is a suburb of Columbus, Ohio.
How big a town is that?
10,000 people, I think.
10,000?
Yeah.
That's a little under what we have in Chino Valley. In Chino Valley proper, in the town limits, I'm making these numbers up. Last I remember is about 12,500. In the zip code, which includes the west side of town, which is unincorporated county but still considered quote unquote Chino Valley, non-town limits is about the same. So we're at about 24,000 ish.
Okay.
In a fairly wide area, the smallest population of our Quad City area, yet the largest landmass. So we got some elbow room. I like it out there. What was it like growing up in your town? Was it a rural area, or was it just a straight suburb that I'm used to living in the San Francisco Bay Area?
It was a good combo of both.
Oh, nice.
We have downtown Canal Winchester, and like 20 minutes away from downtown Canal Winchester, you'll get a lot of cornfields. And so my high school actually is right across from a cornfield. But it never felt like we were growing up in a rural area just because Columbus is 20 minutes away.
Sounds both very picturesque and a little creepy. I've seen too many movies about cornfields. What was your mascot in your high school?
We were the Indians.
The Indians.
Yeah.
What was the school colors?
Maroon and white.
Maroon and white.
Mm-hmm.
I come from a long line of blue and gold.
Okay.
I moved from blue and gold, then come out here. Chino's primarily blue and white and some silver and orange. But they dropped orange in a few years ago. Prescott is blue and gold. Real popular colors of the maroon, though. I really like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So I'm going to get – what do you think, Bill? Graduated like 2 years ago, I think, is what – the older we get, the younger everyone else looks. What did you do after high school?
So I went to Ohio State, the Ohio State University. Changed my majors like 20 different times per usual. And then I ended up graduating with a degree in air transportation. So I thought I wanted to be a pilot. So I do have my private pilot's license.
Really?
Yeah, and my dispatching license.
That's nice.
Yeah, which is like a fun little three truths and a lie kind of thing.
Her fallback plan involves aeronautics and air travel. My fallback plan is kind of maybe late night at a gas station, I think, selling beef jerky is my only fallback. So what caused you to do that shift? You didn't want to get into the aeronautics, or just something else caught your eye?
Yeah. So during my senior year of college, which was last year, I graduated in May 2020, it just I don't know. I think I realized that I'm more passionate towards working with people and working with within a community and kind of doing a lot more grassroots kind of organization. And so from that realization, I was like, okay, well, too late to change my degree because I'm almost graduating. And then during the beginning of COVID, one of my intern supervisors at CRIS, which is the Columbus Refugees Immigration Services, he's like, I was in AmeriCorps Vista. I recommend you doing it. And it'll be a really great year transition for you. And so that's how I learned about AmeriCorps. And then I applied.
So you applied in Ohio. And then was this like one of the options? We've talked about it before, Mona. We'll get into it a little bit because I kind of forget how you go about getting your assignment, I guess, your position. Were there other options or did they say, here's Prescott, go?
Yeah, so you just basically create your own application and then you send your application to whatever AmeriCorps Vista position looks appealing. And so I applied to every single location that looked appealing out west because I was like, I need to move away from Midwest. West is where it's at.
Had you been out west before?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have several times. My dad actually works part-time at Banner Health down in Phoenix.
Oh, nice.
And so I've been to Phoenix a few times prior to coming here. I actually interviewed for the position while I was in Phoenix, and then I got, like, hired on the spot, and they were like, okay, well, you're going to move here in 2 weeks. I was like, okay, sounds good.
Well, not only are we fortunate you opted for Prescott, but you are too, because August in Phoenix, not ideal for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Now, you had some pretty pretty severe winters in Ohio, I would imagine, from what I don't travel, so. But whenever I've seen winters in the Midwest, it makes me appreciate our milder winters here, even though we get a little snow. It's usually melted in a day or two. What were some of the winters like growing up?
So winters in Columbus are also a little bit more on the mild side. Expect cloudy weather and also just usually weather's around like 30 degrees or below. In Cleveland, where I was born, there's a lake effect, and so there's usually constant snow and always cold.
That freezing blowing off those Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you are enjoying your time here in the Prescott area. We want to talk a little bit about what your role at the United Way through AmeriCorps is, what some of the projects you have, and some of the goals that you have. Mona, tell us again, remind us where was hometown for you?
For me, it was a place called Oxford, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's a very
small.
Very, 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 very small. Prescott, when I moved here, I was like, oh, this is the city. Look at all this traffic. Because where I'm from, the worst traffic we had was horse and buggies. I was from a place of like 5,000 people that live there. One stoplight in the whole place. But that's why I like Chino Valley. It reminds me of home, just with more traffic.
You've described Chino Valley about 20 years ago. I was talking with our mayor the other day, Jack Miller, who spent, he's been in the area since the late 70s, early 80s. And he describes that one traffic light feel, and the traffic jams were waiting for the livestock to cross the highway. We're going to get in to a little bit more with the backgrounds of Joelle and Mona, and also what they have in store for us rolling forward in the spring and summer of 2021 in the Prescott area when we return on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
This isn't bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verdilinks goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verdilinks to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at auggiesprescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Some chocolate and coffee sounds pretty good right now. I'm going to Pralines of Prescott and Firehouse Coffee, of course. We are offering takeout, curbside, call ahead to order, and local delivery too. Locally operated and owned, we are located downtown at 120 West Gurley in the old Capital Market. Open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call 928-350-8077 or visit us online at pralinesofprescott.com. We can't wait to help you get your coffee and chocolate fix.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
That is me, Matt Santos, on KQNA. Talk of the Quad Cities for the town of Chino Valley, as well as the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Before we get back to our guests, a couple of things to put into your ears. One of the biggest driving forces in the town of Chino Valley, one of the things that we're really striving for is economic development. Now, don't get scared. We're not trying to get in a big box store on every corner, but what we would like to do is to find a way to court businesses to come into the area. I know everybody wants another grocery store, but aside from that much awaited holy grail of a new grocery store are maybe small manufacturing businesses, smaller other companies, different retail outlets, and of course we're always, always in search of new restaurants. One of the ways to do that is to become and maintain a more business-friendly atmosphere. And one of the ways that we're moving forward to do that is an upcoming partnership with our economic development project manager for the town, Maggie Tideback, and our Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce in association with a new organization that is being formed that we will have more info about soon. That is discoverchinovalley.org. One of the things that this trio powerhouse will be doing is to encourage new businesses into Chino Valley, as well as finding ways for the public to support our current businesses. We will be working on some promotional material for those current businesses, highlighting what they do and what they have to offer and how they are coming out of and promoting their businesses post-COVID, which we are all hoping we are at the tail end of. So please follow chinoaz.net as well as chinovalley.org, the chamber's website and the town's website, for information on that partnership, specifically you business owners out there. We are going to look for your input, your ideas, and your help in making sure that we can find what is right for Chino Valley in the way of business and economic development. Please look for that. I was very surprised this past week when I pulled some information. We have, believe it or not, over 900 active business licenses in Chino Valley. They range from anywhere from major corporations who do business in Chino Valley and around Chino Valley. They may be based elsewhere, as well as many, many, many smaller independent mom and pop businesses that are operating and serving our community. So we want to look forward to highlighting some of those businesses and also encouraging new ones to come. So business owners, look for some communication with that trio, powerhouse economic development trio, coming soon. And then you in the public, look for ways you can find out about those businesses and how you can support them by following our town social media pages. Links are at chinoaz.net as well as at chinovalley.org on how you can follow our town and chamber social media pages. Now, one of the other things that we are looking forward to in our Chino Valley area, as well as the entire surrounding area, is looking for ways, as we were talking about before the break, of supporting different organizations, supporting community activism, and that all starts with volunteering. So our guest today, Joelle Zuberi. Did I even come close?
Yes, that was correct.
I am not the smartest guy, not only in this room, but I'm not the smartest guy in my car group today, and I drove by myself. What are some ways, what are some things that you've been involved with since you arrived in Prescott in the last, what, 5-6 months, you said?
Something yeah, like since that? July.
July? I can't
do
count.
The subtraction.
I can't count either. What are some of the activities? You landed as the Vista mm-hmm. representative yeah. with the United Way. Give us a little bit about the United Way. All of us have seen the logo. We all know the organization as a whole. Mm-hmm. Give us some details of what that United Way is.
So United Way works to unite the community, hence the name. And we do so by supporting nonprofits and schools that work towards mitigating education, health, and financial stability disparities that we see mm-hmm. throughout the county. And so one way we do that is through our grant allocations, which our grant cycle is opening, guys, today. I'll throw that in. You can apply by going to our website.
Which is what? What is the website?
YavapaiUnited.org. And so we're really just an organization that wants to ensure that the community at large is working towards progressing to uplift the individuals that are suffering or going through anything relating to poverty.
And that whole influx, that whole group of people that have been suffering has expanded so much in the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. We are coming up, hey, happy anniversary, COVID. We're coming up on the 1 year of when so many businesses were either shut down, some permanently, many on a temporary basis, or were stripped down because of COVID guidelines, that the relief that was offered to them oftentimes was so intimidating to apply for from either the federal government or business loans, things of that nature. Any help that they could get, and then not just the businesses, but the individuals running them, the individuals working for them. What kind of grant opportunities are out there? What are some, just, we want to give just some real ballpark information, because ultimately we want them to visit your website at, and what is it again?
YavapaiUnited.org.
What are some of the opportunities out there for people to see a little relief?
Well, specifically through applying for mm-hmm. us, basically any organization that deals with mitigating any education, health, financial stability disparities can apply. Schools can also apply through our grant as well. And this is just a way to uplift those nonprofits that yeah. do the groundwork and to provide financial support in that way, because without money,
yeah.
Things and programs cannot sustain itself. And like last year, we had a COVID relief grant to assist 23 different organizations.
Nice.
Yeah, and then this year we're really concentrating on our community impact grant cycle.
Yeah, Mona you were in here several months ago. What's new with you? What have you been involved with? What are some exciting things that you've been able to partake in? You were, last time you were here was just before the MLK Day.
Yeah, so
how did that go? Because it was just before that. We don't, I don't know how it transpired.
Oh yeah, dun dun dun. MLK Day went amazing. We were able to do so many different park cleanups, and help a couple different nonprofits get things done that they wouldn't have normally been able to. But then we had an amazing turnout from the community for that food drive, that was benefiting the homeless veterans. We actually had to expand it because we got so much coming in that we were able to benefit not only the homeless veterans, but local shelters as well, and people like food banks and different things like that. So it was not just the homeless people. It was people who were also experiencing poverty-related things or low-income things because of COVID and different things like that. So it was amazing.
One of the big plus, you know, I try to anyway be as positive on my outlook as possible. So anytime we do suffer any type of setback, either widespread, in, you know, for the towns, throughout the communities, the county, or in the case of this past year, worldwide, I was trying to look for some sort of silver lining. And one of the silver linings, if you can, of the COVID issues that we've been dealing with has been that a lot of people now have been able to empathize and understand what other groups of the population have been going through long term. So things like, not being able to access healthcare, shortages of the daily staples that we all need. So organizations and events like you did, as far as the food drive and things, were an opportunity for those that had the ability to help, to donate, to volunteer their time, and also for those that were suffering some temporary setbacks to be able to get their staples, get the relief they need in an organized and a dignified manner. And ideally what that will do is, as we come out of this pandemic, as we come out of and recover financially and physically and emotionally, to be able to then look back and say, okay, I've gone through that. How can I now help those who have been going through it for years, for decades, for however long, sometimes for generations? One of the things that we're seeing in Chino Valley specifically, and Miss Marley over at the district heads our homeless student initiative by making sure they have what they need in the way of everything from backpacks and pens and paper to shoes and socks and food packs. When we as a society think of homeless children, we often think the larger metro areas where living in cars and things. But in our area, what we see is a lot of children who are misplaced by living with grandparents and living with other family members and entire families couch surfing and things like that. So what we're going to come back from our break here in just a moment. We want to talk about some opportunities for those that can to volunteer, some ways that we as a community can help out those that need it. And if we are in a position that we need assistance, where we can go to find out what exactly is out there, get the assistance we need from the community in a dignified manner. You are listening to KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. This is Matt Santos for the town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Follow us at KQ&A.com where you can listen live. We'll be right back after.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together. Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own Smart Stream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Free recycling? No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona Coyotes hockey brought to you by Blind Brothers Arizona, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, the Arizona Crown Center, T-Mobile, and Waters Garden Center.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Coyotes visit the Colorado Avalanche live Monday night at 7 a.m. 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save on boat, RV, and motorcycle batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
We're KQ&A.
Time for a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Traffic will be moving a little smoother in Prescott Valley.
Construction has been completed on the Viewpoint Connector, which runs along Viewpoint Drive from Lakeshore Drive to Highway 89A. Prescott Valley Public Works Director Norm Davis told council members last Thursday about 5,000 vehicles a day are expected on the new connector.
Really, the balance is going to be 4,000 cars on Robert Road and only 1,000 cars on Glassford. Why is that? Well, that's what the traffic engineering tells you. Obviously, I think what we're going to see is a lot of the Viewpoint and Pronghorn subdivisions and the unincorporated areas north in Paquito Valley. Like, that's going to be the route of choice where they use Robert Road now.
Mayor Cal Palaguta says he's excited about this new $7 million roadway.
I think this Viewpoint Drive is going to be amazing for our community. And to have that extra north-south way of travel, I wasn't sure how the study was going to play out or how the models would look. I'm curious to see if it actually has 4,000 or 5,000 cars a day. That'll be pretty impressive if it does.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held for the Viewpoint Connector before the Prescott Valley Town Council meeting that starts at 5:30 Thursday night. The connector is open starting today with stop signs in place on Spouse and Manly at their intersections with Viewpoint Drive. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Colorado Avalanche tonight. The puck drops at 7, and you can catch all that live hockey action right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy and breezy overnight tonight. Mostly sunny and windy tomorrow. Those wind gusts will get over 30 miles per hour with a chance of showers in your forecast by Wednesday. Expect a low of 37 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow 59. Wednesday, high of 49. Cottonwood looking for a low of 39 tonight with a high tomorrow of 69. 58 for the high on Wednesday. That was a check of your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
This year, we celebrate St. Patty's Day, along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early, as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
If you're new to the area, there are probably a few things you're still figuring out. But hey, that's what we're here for. I want to make sure you know about Pure Solar and Electrical. These guys have been around for decades. They've probably hooked up your favorite businesses or even your neighbors. They can set you up with whatever you're looking for. Whether it's electrical, generators, premium long-term battery storage, and of course solar, they've got it. Plus, Pure Solar and Electrical is an authorized dealer for the new and improved Quiet Cool Whole Home Fan. The Quiet Cool Fan system saves you money, improves your air quality, and it's energy efficient. If you haven't met them already, there's no better time. Go and see them in Prescott Valley and see a Quiet Cool Fan today. Give them a call to find out more at 445-7491 or check them out online at puresolaraz.com. That's puresolaraz.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Hey, that's me. You're still listening. Thanks for hanging out. This is Matt Santos for the town of Chino Valley. Really quick before we get back to our guests, ChinoAZ.net, that's the town's homepage. Please visit there. As restrictions are lifting for business occupancy and more projects are being opened up and allowed, we have a few things happening at the Chino Valley Library. So look for the links at chinoaz.net. Miss Rebecca, our fantastic children's librarian, has some live events planned for the park. There's some virtual events that she's doing weekly, story times. There's a didgeridoo. That's the big horn thing. They're doing one of those is coming up, a show on that, and all kinds of great things. So follow chinoaz.net for the most up-to-date information, as well as with our rec department. Hey, we're still looking for submissions for our virtual talent show. Hey, just a secret out there, we've only got like 3 submissions. Can't have a show with 3 things. Come on. Send us your links, chinoaz.net. You can send us a submission for our virtual talent show. Any talent you have, we want to showcase it to the community. Also, soon, very soon, we hope to be having some information regarding our recreation facilities, including our town aquatic center, that great pool that we did not get a chance to use last summer. So, chinoaz.net is where that information can be found as soon as we have information for you. Back to our guests, Miss Mona Stevens and Joelle Zuberi. Volunteers galore. There's lots of opportunities. Off mic, you were telling me about the project I was supposed to bring up at the start of the show, but I rambled too much. Tell us about the partnership between the United Way and Arizona Serve, the United Way Student Ambassador Program. What is it and how can we help? Either of you, jump on in.
So the United Way Student Ambassador Program is a program we just partnered with each other on it to expand it. But it's a program that Arizona Service had for the last 2 years. That's really the goal of it was to get high school seniors involved in things like AmeriCorps, so that way they can get a real leg up on their career, jumpstart on it afterwards, and give back, and also to help alleviate some of the teacher shortages that we're experiencing in all of Arizona.
Yes.
So the main thing that the program does is it connects high school seniors, 17 years or older, with different districts and different classrooms in the district, so middle schools and elementary school teachers that need assistance and help, and they're really like teachers' assistants. So by the end of their time, they're actually running classes, they're mentoring students, they're doing a lot of things. Like right now, we have people creating an entire online social studies curriculum for the Prescott Unified School District. So it's just a program that really empowers the students to get a leg up, not only with experience, but we also give them $1,300 towards post high school goals. So that could be either going to college, a community college, or a trade school. They also get 4 college credits. They get a certification, and they get 40 hours of professional development. And they're giving back and helping with their schools.
What a fantastic way to give students at a young age a taste of what you two have been doing and get them, kind of capture them, give them that bite really early on. Not like this slacker over here who didn't do it until her senior year. I'm just kidding, Joel. What are some ways that people can contact you to get this ball rolling? Where do you want to be contacted? Email, web, what's best for you guys?
So there's 2 reasons that you could contact us. Is one, if you're a school district or a charter school that wants a program like this in your district, it's free to you guys.
Free is fantastic. I've seen some of these school budgets.
Yeah.
We need free. So where can they go?
So you can go to arizonaserve.org and find out more information. Do you remember what your link is for United Way? Because you can go on United Way as well and find out more information.
Yeah, you'd be able to go to yavapaunited.org and then go to our donation site, and then that'll have all the description there.
Fantastic. And I know everyone listening just pulled over and wrote this down on the palm of their hand. No, they did not. What we're going to do, though, is we are going to do a little recap of this show on our Facebook page for the town. I am going to reach out to these 2 young ladies and have them send me those links. So we'll put those links right into a posting. You can also find their information on the link that we shared today to announce this show on our town Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feeds at CVAZ Town is where you can find those to find out more information on this. Now, you had mentioned, Joelle, about your aeronautic background.
Yes.
Now, that I was very surprised to find out the link to the aeronautical world when I moved here. Geez, I've been here 17 years already, with Embry-Riddle, which is one of the premier aeronautical universities in the country. Students from all over the world come to our neck of the woods to learn their craft, as well as our very own Yavapai College, who has a great aeronautical mechanical program, helicopter pilots and fixing those aircrafts. So as you are looking for ways, you parents out there, you students, if any students happen to be listening, I think there's an 11-year-old kid at my house listening right now when he probably should be working on his homework. Anthony, turn off the computer. But if you are looking for ways to meet people with very different backgrounds, if you are looking for ways to take your interest to the next level, if you are looking for ways that your children or you as children can influence that next generation of students and really put your skills, your interests, your hobbies to use, get a hold of these folks at Arizona Serve and at United Way so that you can make an impact in the community. Real quick before we exit out of here, we're going to turn tables a little bit on a personal level. Mona, you are very, very active in a lot of ways on social media, in the communities. Give your links where people can follow you, specifically your Instagram page. And I know this isn't – we didn't talk about this before, but you are such a positive influence in not just – how people interact with each other, but in expressing your artistic muscles and different ways. Where can folks follow you?
At Mona Nairi. And Nairi, so that's M-O-N-A, NYREE. And thank you for that. I was not expecting that.
You are a joy to follow on social media. If you want to look at the Chino Valley Instagram page, we tagged you in it. So give Mona a follow there. I couldn't find Joelle on there. We wanted to tag. I don't know if you were on there. Do you have a personal page?
I do have an Instagram page.
Go ahead.
Honestly, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure it's Joelle Nafis. So J-O-E-L-L-E. And then my middle name, N-A-F-I-S.
And your middle name. And what's your mom's maiden name and your favorite album growing up? I have a side hobby of identity theft. So just know.
Okay, well, yeah, we can catch up later on. You give me my identity.
Moni is still writing? Doing any performing at all? She is a poet extraordinaire, if you've seen her live, to do so. I cannot wait. And hopefully in the coming months... we won't give them a plug here. You can follow me at msantos_photo if you want to find out information on what I do on my spare time. But there was a local restaurant, local eatery in the Prescott area that had one of the best creative nights. It was a monthly night where it was everything from music to comedy, storytelling, and poetry that Mona was a frequent visitor to. Have you gotten a chance to do any of that live recently?
Actually, for the MLK Day ceremony, I was able to, but other than that, there's not many opportunities.
Yes, but you, on your Instagram, you are very motivational. Your tags on there, life coach, is that kind of a
I call it a transformation mentor.
Transformation mentor. I don't have much to transform out. You reach a certain age, and you're just happy to be steady. Not a lot of transforming happening in my house lately, but just getting from day to day is sometimes a struggle. So when you get the chance to see some positive motivation, some positive words, and some positive posts, Mona is a place to find those. What's the Instagram again, Mona?
At Mona Nairi.
Mona Nairi. Well, ladies, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about your passions. What's on the horizon? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Oh gosh.
This is not a job interview, but go ahead.
I have no clue. Still trying to figure it out. I'm gonna move to Pakistan, to be with some family this summer.
Is that where your roots are from?
Mm-hmm, that's where my dad's from.
Very nice.
Yeah, and then I'm just wanting, from there I have no clue. If you have any suggestions, please email me.
email or follow what may or may not be her Instagram.
Yeah, I can't remember, guys.
This is very cryptic. I'm not sure if we, I think she might already be on the run, let alone a victim of identity theft. I'm not sure this is even, is that really your name? Are you really from Ohio?
Oh gosh, these are all great questions that I can't provide the answer to.
How about you, Mona? What's next for you?
definitely continuing to work on the expansion program, for this United Way student ambassador program and to get some donations in so that way we can keep it a free program for all the districts.
Very nice. Well, we appreciate all the hard work that you and your cohorts do to make the Prescott Valley, Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, the entire area, this whole part of the county and beyond a better place to live and giving us opportunities to make our neighborhoods the neighborhoods that we like. We will be right back on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities in just a moment with some closing thoughts. Thanks for tuning in.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Woods. This isn't bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a Vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Auggie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Auggie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at AuggiesPrescott.com. Auggie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in-store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for spending your afternoon with us on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities. This is Matt Santos for the town of Chino Valley. Chino Valley. What? Don't wave at me, Bill. You threw me. ChinoValley.org for the chamber. ChinoAZ.net for the town. I want to thank Mona and Joelle for sitting in with us. And I want to thank our listener, our one listener, Becky from the Agape House, who called in to thank the United Way for what they do for her. And as always, we want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. I will talk at you later.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reber Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Auggie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM Prescott, 89.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.